Blog Talk Radio.
Loretta?
Hi.
Hey, I thought you were dialing in the main number. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I've got Mom and Pa, Auntie Betty, and Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Allen, sit on.
Yes, and someone else.
Is someone else joining in 7515?
Reverend Allen.
Okay.
Auntie Care.
Hi, Auntie Care.
Hey, Angela.
That's all that's there so far, Loretta.
Okay, and then there's Hubert. He's on the line, too.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'll go ahead and do the Genesis reading out of 48, starting at verse 11. And Joseph took the boys by the hand, bowed deeply to him, and led the boys to their grandfather's knees. Ephraim at Israel's left hand and Manasseh at his right. But Israel crossed his arms as he stretched out to lay his hand upon the boy's head, so that his right hand was upon the head of Ephraim, the younger boy, and his left hand was upon the head of Manasseh, the older. He did this purposely. Then he blessed Joseph with this blessing. May God, the God of our fathers, of Abraham and Isaac, the God who has shepherded me all my life, wonderfully bless these boys. He is the angel who has kept me from all harm. May these boys be an honor to my name and to the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and may they become a mighty nation. But Joseph was upset and displeased when he saw that his father had laid his right hand upon Ephraim's head. So he lifted and placed it on Manasseh's head instead. No, father, he said, you got your right hand on the wrong head. This one over here is my older, but put your right hand on him. But his father refused. I know what I'm doing, my son, he said. Manasseh, too, shall become a great nation, but his younger brothers shall become even greater. So Jacob blessed the boys that day with his blessing. May the people of Israel bless each other by saying, God make you as prosperous as Ephraim and Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to Canaan, the land of your fathers. And I have given the choice land to Shechem, to you instead of to your brother, as your portion of that land which I took from the Amorites with my sword and with my bow. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Okay, I'll just do a roll call, and if anyone else have joined, just let me know. So far I have Mom, Daddy Vernon, Miss Williams, Auntie Betty, Miss Allen, Reverend Allen, welcome back, and Auntie Carrie and Hubert. And anyone else joined since then?
Daniel,
good evening. Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, may everyone bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. let's see here. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nettles Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass, and may you all bow your head now for the blessing of the line. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your courts with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your gates with praises. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Bless the ones that are here tonight and the ones that couldn't be with us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our airways and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. We ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, Daddy, would you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
Well, with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, this is the part where we go and share some good news, and I will start with Ms. Williams. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
What I have to share is practice in the presence of the Lord. It's taken from Exodus 33. I'll begin with verse 12. But Moses prayed for the presence of the Lord. And Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me, lead these people, but you've not let me know whom you will send with me. You said, I know you by name, and you found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you are with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you've asked, because I'm pleased with you and I know thy name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." And what this scripture is telling us and encouraging us to never be hesitant in asking the Lord to go with us. We pray for his presence, and we practice his presence. And the presence of the Lord is just his goodness, all of his goodness. And we receive that goodness of the Lord by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And wherever we go, we can always ask God to be with us through the presence of his Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Mm-hmm. And Daddy Vernon, thank you for leading us out in Matthew 19:26. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Reverend Allen, any good news you have to share with the group tonight? We miss you.
Yes, I've come from Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 1.
Amen.
Take heed that you do not own before man to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost thy own, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of man. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou dost thy own, let not the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Then all may be secret, and the Father will see you in secret himself and shall reward thee openly. When thou pray, thou shalt not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corner of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray unto the Father which is in secret. And the Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they that shall be heard that much speak, but not ye, therefore, like them, for you, Father, know what thou have need even before you ask. After this manner, therefore, ye pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us in no temptation, but deliver us from all evil, thy in the kingdom of God and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. All right, Reverend Allen, you come back strong.
Yes. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen.
Thank you.
Okay, that takes me to Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll read Psalm 100.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that he is the Lord. He is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and to his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Daniel, any good news to share with the group tonight?
I just want to read a little bit out of Destiny I Want.
Amen.
Just coming from, I think this is coming out of Luke 2:52, verse 52.
topic is favor with God and man. Luke says in Psalms 2:52, and Jesus increased his wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Like Jesus, we should desire to be in favor with God and man. The prophet Daniel was given revelations not only for his days, but far into the future as well. Most of the revelations of the future were revealed to Daniel because, like Jesus, he had favor with God and man. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Miss Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Okay, I'll be coming from John 8 chapter. Jesus went into the mountain of Olives, and early in the morning he came again unto the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribe and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had sat down, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law demanded us that such should be stoned. But what says thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own concern, went out one by one, beginning at the elder, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are thy accusers? No man condemned thee. She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I demand thee. Go and sin no more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Sin no more.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Allen, for that word from the Lord. And I will go next, and I'll come from the Daily Bread. And the title is That Jesus? Mm-hmm. Being like Jesus is the purpose of life for those of us who are called to follow him. In fact, as John Scott notes, it is the all-consuming goal of our past, our present, and our future. And Romans 8:29 tells us that the past we were predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. In the presence, we are being transformed into the same image
as we grow from glory to glory. And in the future, we shall be like him, for we shall see him, and he is. Being like Jesus is not about keeping the rules, going to church, or tithing. It's about knowing his forgiveness and committing acts of grace and mercy on a consistent basis. It is about living a life that values all people, and it's about having a heart of full surrender to the will of our Father. Be like Jesus. You were saved for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Daddy Vernon, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, yes. Myself would be yes and no. I got a feedback with him. I'm hearing me twice. Other words, saying no with a lot of things we can't say no about. There's a lot of devil work we can say no. Brandon, like murder, you can say no to that. Envy, we can say no to that. And jealousy, we can't say no. So I might cut it short and say no to deception. We find Matthew 6:4-11 in the NIV. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world. And then, all this will I give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. He said unto him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord of your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and an angel came and attended to him. Now the enemy is the master of disguise. He is the great masquerade. The devil came to tempt Jesus on the ground of his messiahship, making him an offer to surrender the kingdom of the world to Christ. On Satan's own tongue, the devil would try to pull the wool over Jesus' eyes, making him think that he could give him the kingdom of this world and that they belong to him. The devil has occupant rights, but not ownership. The kingdom belongs to him only because they follow his agenda. He tempted Jesus by showing him the kingdom of the world and their splendor. And then he said, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now we get to see the great desire and design of the devil. He wants to be worshipped. He wants to be God. The devil appealed to Jesus' ambition by enticing him to accept his price by recognizing his dominion of the world. He was suggesting that Jesus compromise his position as Messiah and surrender totally to him. The devil was saying, in other words, give me your worship and I will give you my word. Show me reverence and I will give you my realm. If the devil cannot trap us by being selfish, misusing our power, sweet temptation, by being too proper to obey Scripture, misuse our privilege. Second temptation, then he will try to get us by offering of power and prestige. He misuse our paper. Third temptation, his response was as ever. He said, get thee hence, Satan. And in other words, be gone. This was not just for Satan to get behind him. It meant for Satan to disappear. That would have been me. For Satan to disappear. So I'm going to read the rest of it because I went trying to get on too. So I got some more I could read, but I won't.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verner. Let's see here. That takes me to Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out Psalm 95.
Amen.
And it said, an invitation to worship God. It said, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyful to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing songs of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in his hand the depth of the earth and the mighty mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. The hand formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watched over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. The Lord said, don't harden your heart as Israel did, as they did in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people who hard turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. What keep us from God's ultimate blessing? Ungrateful heart, not worship and submitting to him, harden our heart, trying God patience because of stubborn doubt. We are warned not to harden our heart, but to reject the glamour of sin and anything else that would lead us away from God. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. That brings me to Hubert. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm getting to you all out of the book of Job, chapter 4, verse 12, 21. Well, a word, in the beginning was the word, Elohim, Logos was the word. And God, Yahweh, was the word. Elohim was the name of God as the family of God, sons and daughters. Well, a word was steadily brought to me, and my ear caught a whisper of it. In my thoughts during visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me, and suddenly that terrified me to the bones, and held my flesh stood up. He paused, but its likeness I could not discern. A figure was before my eyes, and I heard a still voice. Can a man be righteous as against God? Can a mortal be blameless against his maker? Lo, he put no trust in his servants, and with his angel he can find fault. How much more with those that dwell in houses of clay? Whose foundation is in the dust, who also crushed more easily than their mouth. Morning or evening, they may be shattered, but no heed paid to it. They perish forever. The bags of their tents are plucked it up. They die without knowing wisdom. We all should be seeking wisdom in life. And that wisdom is to fulfill the purpose from which we were born. We have to know who we are. Who is that kingdom? What is that kingdom that God in us? Because it's the closest that we are going to get to him in this world. It's the closest he, your creator, is going to get to us. And that's what we see. As it is written, how can you love him that you have not seen? And you don't love your neighbor as yourself. The Lord thy God with all thy heart and put nothing up before him. And then, how can you love him who you have not seen? So I want to end my reading with a little short passage from the end of the chapter of Job 42. Then Job answered, the Lord said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be hindered. I have dealt with great things that I do not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I cannot know. I have heard of you by word of mouth, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I disown what I have said, and repent in dust and ashes. Bless y'all, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, the fruit of thought, dwell in all of us, all of mine, all our thought, and especially while we guard in our heart, our treasure. Toda Yahweh. Bless Elohim. Toda
Yahweh.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Hubert.
Great.
Amen. Praise God. That takes me to Mom. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come out of 2 Kings 20:1-11, and it said, does it pay? As a young teenager, I heard the late Dr. Sandra F. Ray at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Brooklyn preach a sermon that was prophetic in my life entitled, does it pay? He took his text from Luke 18:28, which say, we have left all we had to follow you. The choir concluded the powerful message with the well-known hymn, it pays to serve Jesus. Did it pay for King Hezekiah facing a terminal illness and a certain death? He prayed to the Lord, remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. The Lord graciously responded, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. I will add 15 years to your life. God answered Hezekiah's faithful living and fervent prayer with deliverance, both from ill health and oppression by his enemy. The story of Hezekiah demonstrated a pattern, righteousness, prayer, grace, healing, and deliverance. This story becomes a favorite for meditation for our enslaved forebearers. They took the narrow
as their own, for it bore an unmistakable witness to one claim that God is powerful, although unpredictable, present in situations of oppression, exploitation, personal need, sickness, and death. The story of Hezekiah gives us two thoughts of our reflection. First, God delivered the oppressor who hunger and thirst for God, righteousness. He does not deliver the oppressor simply because they are oppressed. Second, Hezekiah illustrates how believers can face this secular world when threatened by enemies. They can take hold of the horns of the altar and pray until deliverance comes. The faith is so automated concern is fame, fortune, or human affirmation. It does not pay. However, if your desire is to please God, to be salt in the earth and a light in the world, it does pay.
Does
have a
reward.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless us all. I want to thank Angela. She's in a book club meeting tonight, but she saw fit to open up the lines for us to give God praise and to honor his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so before I go into the sick and shut in prayer, let us all take a moment of silence just to reflect on the ones that have gone on home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God have mercy on us all. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the second shot in, please. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones. Continue to bless Jessica Smith, Daddy Verna, Miss Allen, Aunt Auntie Betty, myself, Loretta, Eddie Tipman, Charles and Val, Miss Wanda, Angela Burns, Calvin, Eveline, Jerry and Terry, Jermaine and the Rako family, Lenny and family, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Ms. Boyers and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Michael and Denise Moody, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, LaTanya, Sidaria, Kira, Uncle Dave, Oliver, Uncle Champ, Tally, Cheryl, Chris, Janet Williams, Mr. Harold, Ruth Edwards, the Norris family, Rochelle Bessler, Vicki Husband, Monique, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Janet Williams, Valerie Carkett, Jarrell Washington, Ms. Water and family, Quentin, Jenny, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to heal and ask that you continue to do for us. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's power in his name, and there's power in his blood. Father God, we plead the blood over everyone, and we ask that you go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, and on the battlefields, and continue your work in them. Father God, we ask that you continue to do for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. While I'm healing, I need you to help me. While I'm healing, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. help me on my way. Oh, Lord, need you to help me. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah. We need you to help us.
Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays. We'll be celebrating birthdays from May the 4th through the 10th. I have Leroy named down for a birthday. Anyone else we need to recognize tonight?
Bruce. Your brother Bruce.
On the 9th. Okay, on the 9th. Amen. Yes. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song, please?
Can you call me back?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. And may God bless you.
Mm. Amen. Birthday.
Amen.
Birthday. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. All right. Amen. That takes us right into our praise, testimony, songs, and poem. So I'll just go down the list. If you have something else to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Mom.
Yes, I'm singing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
He rose.
Amen.
He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He rose. He rose from the dead, and the Lord shall bear my spirit home. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nail him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nail him to the cross. And the Lord will bear my spirit home. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home. And Joseph picked his body and laid him in the tomb. And Joseph picked his body and laid it in the tomb. And Joseph picked his body and laid it in the tomb. And the Lord will bear my spirit home. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home. So Mary, she came running and looking for my Lord. Sister Mary, she came running and looking for my Lord. Sister Mary, she came running and looking for my Lord, and the Lord shall bear my spirit home. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, and the Lord shall bear my spirit home. An angel came from heaven and rolled a stone away. An angel came from heaven and rolled a stone away. An angel came from heaven and rolled a stone away. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Gather us some background singers on that one, too. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He rose. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Let's see here. Miss Allen, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming from Revelation, the 20th chapter. And I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragnet, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast into the bottomless pit, and shut him, and set a seal upon him, that he should receive the nation no more till the 1,000 years shall be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little second. Amen.
Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Let's see, Daniel, anything else you have to share with the group tonight? Okay, he probably have us on mute, so I'll just keep moving. Daddy Vernon, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. And appreciation for the word of God is in the heart of this lesson. Some may ask why we need God's word. It may seem irrelevant. Outdated and antiquated. This writer can assure you that this is a lie, and it comes straight from the father of lies, the devil himself. He would want us to think this way so that he could have full access to our mind, our heart, and our will. If this happened, then our Father would be playground for him to do whatever he wants to do, causing us to be dominated by his temptation, deception, and accusation. God will revel up to date and commentate. Many of us, like Jesus, have used it to fight off Satan's temptation. The word has power over the enemy, and there is a way to escape in every temptation we may encounter. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Okay, Miss Allen? No, I mean Miss Williams. I'm sorry. Miss Williams, anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would like to share from the names of God. This is the Potter, taken from Isaiah 64:8, Jeremiah 18:6. You are the Potter. We are all the work of your hand. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in his hand. And this is how we sound in the potter's hand. Listen carefully. Ouch! I don't like the way you're pressing and squeezing me. That to work the air bubbles out, you say, so I won't crack later on? Oh, you wouldn't throw me on the moving wheel, would you? It's spinning too fast. I am not ready for anything like that yet. But you are ready, and that's all that matters. Hey, that hurts. Don't you think about my feelings at all? Check out the scars in the potter's hand. What kind of answer that is, anyway? I don't think I like being this shape. And while we're on the subject, the color of the glaze you chose for me isn't at all becoming, if you ask me. You didn't ask me. Oh, surely you're not going to make me just another ordinary water pot, are you? I had so hoped to be something unique, a priceless object d'art. Wait a minute. You weren't planning to put me in that climb, were you? It's hot in there. Why, if I get out of that oven, I won't ever be the same again. That was your plan, you say, to make me strong and usable, a jar to hold living water, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of, oh, I think I'm beginning to see. But who are you, a mere human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it? Why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purpose and some for disposable use? Okay, okay then. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Just mold me, make me after thy will. Okay, while I'm waiting, yield it and still. Have your way, Lord, have your way. You are the potter, I am the clay. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Let's see. Amen. He's good. Reverend Allen, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
No.
Amen. Okay, we just keep it moving. Auntie Carrie, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Because it is done. He said to me, it is done. I am the Omega and the, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost for the spring of water of life. You started and you finished that all need to be done for now and for all to come. There's nothing I need to accomplish that will change or secure that. That is not my job nor my purpose. You have given to me. I am to be in a covenant with you, seeking your presence and following in your way. So that I honor and accept and give glory to the Alpha and the Omega. Because you have done all that is required, you offer refreshment with water of life. There's no need to explain why thirst, because you know all that I experience, and I will drink to fill my need. I know there is no cause because you pay it all. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. That takes me to Auntie Betty. Any good news? Anything else you want to share with the group?
I'm going to try to sing this song.
Amen.
It's my mission. This is my mission. This is my prayer. If and needed everywhere. Blessed with his goodness, blessed with his love, blessed with his shower that come from above, blessed with his sunshine, blessed with his air, I go on helping everywhere. God give the courage, they lead the way. Onward I travel, happy and gay, thinking of others, willing to share, taking God's message everywhere. Remembering others whenever I pray. Looking to Jesus, he is the way. Onward I travel, he's by my side. I never falter, he is my God. This is my mission, this is my prayer. Help and the needed everywhere. This is my mission, this is my prayer. Help and the needed everywhere. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Daniel, did you decide to join us again? Okay, Hubert, anything else you have to share with the group tonight? Amen.
Yes, yes, thank you very much, Lord of hosts. You know, I would like to express it before I come from the book of Psalms, Second Psalms. The universal reigns of the Messiah, the Anointed One. you know, in our creation. For we were created for his purpose and his good pleasure. And not leaning to our own understanding. Making our bodies a living sacrifice in the evening, in the cool of the day. As the time we recall, as the Lord, we walk into the garden in the cool of the evening when he went back seeking for Adam and Eve, from which we branch out of that generation as according to the flesh. Now the Redeemer of God's people, that's why Christ come in, the anointed one, who had the blood purified enough for to redeem us back from which we have went our own way from. Who do the nation raise and the people of the folly, the king of the earth rise up and the princes to come spy together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their feathers and cast their bonds from us. Let's see if he who enthroned in heaven glad for the Lord derives them. Then in anger he speaks to them. He terrified them in his wrath. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will redeem the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. And of me, ask for me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like an earthly dish. And now, O Lord, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him. With trembling, pay homage to him. That he be angry, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his anger blazes suddenly. Happy are all who take refuge in Elohim. Thank you very much. Shalom.
Amen, amen. Thank you
amen.
For that, Hubert.
Amen.
And thank you for that song, Auntie Betty, My Mission. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Let's see, that takes us right into our serenity prayer. Actually, I have a poem to share.
Amen.
And it goes on to say, I always meant to do something.
Okay.
I meant to call and thank you, but my time is in demand. I meant to say I love you, but I knew you understand. I meant to pray for you this morning, but I had some place to go. I meant to say forgive me, but that's so hard to do. But I heard the Lord say, bless you, child. I hope he meant me to. Amen. 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 Okay, Mom, could you lead us out in the serenity prayer, please?
Okay, God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept the thing.
The serenity to accept the things
that I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change. The things that I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, before we go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone else would like to share? I don't know if Angela is on the line with us. Angela, are you with us?
When you're
Okay, I would take that as a no. Daniel, did you ever come back to join us? Amen. Oh. Praise God. Praise God. Auntie Betty, could you do Psalms 23 for us, please?
Psalm 23?
Yes, ma'am. And if everyone would bow their head, please.
Just
1 minute.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He let me rest in the green meadows. He lead me beside the peaceful stream. He renewed my strength. He guide me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff set and comfort me. You prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflow with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, that concludes our prayer service for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we thank God for allowing us to share his wonderful words. We pray that we be doers of your words, for they are our guide through our life. May you all have a blessed week, and we love you, and thank you, and good night. God bless us all. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. Amen, amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Praise God. Have a blessed week.
And so pray a traveling grace for Angela traveling this week coming to Atlanta.
Oh, traveling mercy on family that are traveling. Angela will be going to Atlanta from Phoenix, so we calling on for God angels to surround them, and may they have a safe trip and a wonderful trip in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Traveling mercy. Amen. Amen. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you all.
Good night.
Good night.